Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only show on the planet that actively abuses refugees.
We do.
What? Really? What?
We block them at the border, pull their cocks out.
Yeah. And it's then sexual abuse.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sexual abuse and mental, because then we pull their dicks out. We don't suck them. We just point and laugh.
Yeah. It causes all kinds of confidence issues in the future.
Confusion.
They go back to Syria, but sad.
Oh, I got some funny to say about that. But first, I got to mention the gentleman that doesn't actually need an introduction, but he's going to get one anyway, because it's goddamn Mike Ward.
I'm Mike Ward. You're Pantelis.
Uh-huh.
And the man that we looked at his penis and laughed beside it.
Hello, Hassan.
Man.
So I'm not going to get a new dog yet. I want to get a bigger place. But we get emails and we're looking at the SPCA stuff, right? And there was a dog that my girlfriend was reading. She's like, oh, poor dog. It's been abused and it's in a foster home now and trying to find a permanent home. It's kind of like our dog. It was abused and it needs to get better, right? So I was like, oh, you know, that would be nice. And then I'm like, what's its story? She's like, oh, it's very sad. It says here he was abused by Syrian workers. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean it was abused by Syrian workers? That's awfully specific, you know?
Yeah,
like, I was like, what is it? Is this like the Breitbart dog? Like, where's the dog coming from? And she's like, it's a Lebanese dog. It's from Lebanon. It was and it was in Lebanon, and it was abused by Syrian workers that went there, and then they flew it down here for safekeeping, like to find a foster home. It was being abused down there.
Why?
So I was like, it's a refugee dog. It's a Lebanese dog.
Oh. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. That dog just won the goddamn lottery.
Yeah.
Because even a dog in Lebanon that has a good life probably has a shitty life. Right? Because most countries, they treat their dogs like animals. We treat our dogs like they're fucking part of the family.
Yeah.
So you're going to take this Lebanese dog?
I would if I find a new place that's bigger in the short term now, then I'll do it. But I wouldn't do it if I don't get a bigger place. I need a bigger place. But I would, yeah, because once you have one, I think the taking care of a second one, apart from like extra money, you know, buying food and this and that, isn't really that different. Because you already have, you're going to take them to walk at the same time. You're not going to separate, you know. So it's not that much extra work. It's doable.
It's just hard the first 6 months or year.
So they can get used to each other.
The first dog is going to feel like, oh, shit, I'm being replaced.
Oh, really? Is that how they feel?
Yeah. Well, that's how our dog felt. Our dog, we didn't realize how fucking jealous he was until we got the second dog. But it's super easy. As soon as we pet the second dog, we have to pet the first one at the same time just to show him, look, you're still the dude, but there's someone else in the house. Yeah, so
maybe I'll wait.
What kind of dog is this Lebanese dog?
I didn't see pictures of it. She was just telling me the story. But it looks like ours, apparently. It looks
Isn't that really... That doesn't that cause racism? Adding that it's Syrians that beat this dog.
That's why I thought like you could have said it was abused by
people
at work. It was abused by construction workers or something. Yeah. It was abused by the falafel stand.
Yeah.
But when they said it was abused, that's when she was reading. It says here it was abused by Syrian workers. I was like, what? Like, what are we saying? Where did they find him?
That's crazy. Yeah. Let's go get a cat. He was hit by a black.
Yeah. What happened to this cat? Oh, it was in Chicago. A bunch of black guys beat the shit out of him. It's strange, right?
Yeah.
That's a strange detail to have.
It is very strange.
But the world is strange now. Like, the world is getting straight. Even when I was first getting my dog, when I was looking at profiles on SPCA, every cat I saw had AIDS. Every cat had feline
AIDS.
Yeah, feline AIDS. I was like, how promiscuous are these fucking cats? Yeah. Like,
very.
Every cat had AIDS.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. How do the cats get AIDS?
You know what they do in
fucking
Greece?
Freddie Mercury's been fucking cats.
Yeah.
What they do in Greece is because sometimes the dog population gets out of control. There's too many dogs. And they turn, not rabid, but like, they'll attack some civilians. They throw.
What? What are you talking about?
They'll attack some civilians.
They'll throw food
with poison.
With poison. And
no, just so you know something about Greece, because this guy's full of shit. So Greece actually has very strong animal cruelty laws. What he said is completely illegal. You're not allowed to.
No, it is, but they still do it in some places.
No, you're talking about
your family.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about my family.
Yes, you are. You're talking about specific cases in villages where assholes do that. Assholes might do that here too. You're not allowed to do that shit. And there's no such thing.
I never said you were allowed.
And there's no such thing as an overpopulation of dogs. What happens is there's homeless dog or something that someone in a village or just like here doesn't like. They do it to cats here too. Some people are assholes.
They do?
And they feed it poison to get rid of it. Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
But he made it sound like it's a common overpopulating dog areas, like dogs are fucking geese. What are you talking
about?
Like
they're taking over villages.
You fucking idiot. And they attack civilians. Like, what are you talking about? Just 90%.
Taking over. A dog stole my job.
Yeah, so let me tell you about his pathological lying. He thought about a story where someone poisoned a dog, and he made up a whole thing about overpopulation, and they do this in Greece. None of it is true, I'm telling you. None of it is true. But look at him.
No, I've been told.
Stop. I've been told.
Who told you? One of your uncles? No.
Every look, time he lies, he says,
you,
I've been
look,
told.
When you said this, I realized it was stupid. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, ah, fuck. The person that told me this is even dumber.
And the plus, too, like with the thing about the SPCA making people racist against Syrians,
yeah.
You're making people racist against Greeks.
Yeah, for no reason.
People are like, those goddamn Greeks yeah. are killing dogs.
And in reality, it's actually far different. Like when I was in... So when I was in Greece, they're stray dogs because they won't even in Athens, regular people don't kill dogs, right? What they'll do is, so I was going around stores like boutiques, and there was dogs outside. I thought people owned them, but they didn't. It was hot, so they were sitting in the shade, and the people who owned the stores were getting them food and water and putting them in the bowl in front. The dogs were eating, and then the dogs would leave and stuff. They wouldn't kick them, be like, they don't have that type of culture. That's specific shitty people that have
yeah.
that. In Greece, like, it's an animal, just especially a dog. You can give it some water, whatever, and let it go on its way. So there is a culture there of dogs in Athens walking around doing their thing.
Yeah.
Remember Lukaniko? There was that dog during the first protests of the austerity measures in Greece that became world famous. He was hanging around with all the protesters. He was protesting. He was fighting police and shit and running away.
A dog? You
know? Yeah, Lukaniko.
Oh my god, amazing.
Yeah, he became super popular.
I remember when I was in Chios, there was a dog like that, and we just gave it some food. But
which one? Did you poison it?
No, bro. Stop.
Stop. He's the one who says these stupid things, and I'm the bad guy.
So, but some people do beat them because I had a. No, I will explain to you. No, because at some
point... You didn't poison him. My friend held him. And I punched him.
Bro, my jab? Lethal.
No, because at some point, like, I was rearranging my stuff, and I had bought a hooligan bat that day. And I just moved
it. What? You mean a bat?
A hooligan, a short bat.
But it's not called a hooligan bat. You mean a baton?
Yeah.
So why is it a hooligan bat?
Because it's a baseball bat, but shorter.
Yeah, baton.
Oh, that's what it's called?
So you took it and you beat a dog with it?
No, I was just moving it. But as soon as the dog saw like the bat, it ran away. It was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So some people do beat them.
But that's a weird thing to come up with because the dog could have said holy shit for a million reasons at that point. Right? You just assumed.
It saw the bat and it was like, oh my God, I'm going to catch a beating.
With a stick.
Did you lift it up?
No, I just moved. I did this.
I don't know. I don't know why we listen to him. He just kills valuable airtime.
And what did you do with your hand? I just want to see on cam if we could see. Yeah, no. Yes. So the only thing like, people saw was like, I did this. I didn't do this. I'd never do this.
I was trying to get something in the bag or something. And so I took my bag and it was in the bag.
I did this. Just put it on the side.
Look, it was either he was scared of the bat or the dildo. Who knows? I don't know what these people are doing to him.
So, yeah.
Point is, Syrian workers are abusing dogs. Yeah.
Those Syrian workers.
We got to talk about this whole Owen Benjamin thing.
Yeah, I've been watching videos of Owen, and I think he's like I met him. He's a super nice guy. I think he's losing his mind.
You see, when you said that, now everybody who says that online, he goes crazy and says that you're shills.
Yeah,
and that he's not losing his mind.
I'm controlled by the fucking Syrian construction workers.
Yeah. So here's the thing. He went to another podcaster on YouTube, and he was mad because that guy was making fun of him, and he did a copyright strike, right? And now that guy, I think, lost his channel for the next month minimum, but he's trying to fight it. And that's where he gets revenue, apparently. You know, he has people that donate this and that. So it's kind of fucked up that he did that because he's a free speech guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, the guy didn't profit off just being like, I'm Owen Benjamin. He was critiquing what Owen was saying. Which is fair. That's what Owen was doing to Rogan. Remember the whole Rogan being a big toll, month of attacking Rogan? So he's doing the same thing he's doing. It's a little fucked up. Like, it's hard to defend him when he does shit like that.
Yeah.
He makes it difficult.
A lot of people, though, are like that. That where everyone's for free speech, but then as soon as you get attacked, you don't. And that's normal, but legally, it's all
free speech.
Yeah, it's all free speech. But I get how... You know, if I didn't see the videos of the guys critiquing him or insulting him or whatever.
Well, they're basically saying what you're saying. Like, he sounds a little fucking crazy right now. Yeah. You know, like I tried to do as much research as I could, and basically they're making fun of him. But I saw them; they were making fun of other people too. It wasn't like they've been doing this for years. Apparently, they didn't become the Owen Benjamin Critique Podcast.
I think Owen knows, though. Like, you know when you're...
I want a coffee.
Oh, this guy's fucked. He's in his own world.
And no. Then you laugh.
Yeah. No. I have coffee, guys.
No, because of what you said. I was listening to what you said. What
did he say?
They didn't just become a Owen Benjamin critiquing podcast.
And then they do this. And that was hilarious.
That was funny to me. I don't know why.
All right. Well,
I don't know.
I need 1,000 of you in the audience. Hello, everybody. What do you think of weather?
Hey, I want free Pepsi.
So yeah.
I have no idea where I was going with that. I think, but yeah, he's. I have no idea what I was saying.
Just the fact that it's still legal to critique.
Yeah. Now all I'm thinking about is his
free
coffee.
Yeah, me too. Basically, what he's doing now is he's really upset about people critiquing him. And because I guess these guys have a following, he's like, fuck them. But the thing he said, the problem is that he went on and tried to make it seem like they're trying to take him off YouTube, which wasn't the case. They were just making fun of him. And he goes, if my channel gets deleted, you know who they are. And he names them. So he's kind of asking his people to harass them without asking. You know what I mean? He's pretending like I never asked him to fuck around. But you told your fans that if something happens to his channel, it's these guys' fault.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen?
I think, the thing I was starting to say is I think Owen knows that, like, some of the shit he says is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot, because I was watching that, I started telling you off air, but I started watching a thing about Steven Spielberg being a pedophile.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, I want to watch this.
Yeah.
And then, but then the first thing was about E.T. and Michelangelo and how E.T. is kind of a stolen from God. And I was like, Jesus, fuck, man. I can't. I'm not ready for that yet. I need fucking 4 years of heavy drugs
to get on board.
To get on board with that.
Yeah, he's. I mean, we could even like. There's a lot of Owen Benjamin fans that are also fans of this podcast. I mean, a lot of them admit, like, okay, some of it's crazy. Some don't. Some anything he says is like fucking gospel.
Yeah,
which is a little insane. Like, we should say the truth, right? Like, we like Owen Benjamin. I like him as a person. He's never bothered me.
Like same thing with Alex Jones. Yeah. Like Alex Jones. You have to admit that some of it is fucking crazy. And a lot of it, I'm
you
sorry.
Telling me that the frogs aren't gay? Yeah, some of it.
I won tea.
No, I agree with you. Like Alex Jones saying, he's done a lot of good too because he's exposed a lot of cool shit.
Yeah.
At the same time, some of the stuff is a little overboard, but I like him either. You know what I mean? I don't.
Yeah. Owen, there's more things I like about Owen than things I don't like.
Yeah.
But there are some things that I find are too much.
Yeah.
For my taste.
Yeah, which is normal. That's the way people should be. No one's trying to attack him. It's just the way it is. But you have to be careful with blindly just following anything he says is right, because that's how cults start too.
Yeah.
Right? We don't want that. Poseidon?
Makes you think about Jesus.
Does it?
Yeah.
Go on.
Because his apostles, what are they called? His apostles?
His friends?
Acolytes? His acolytes? Followers.
His 12...
his acolytes.
Yeah.
His 12 friends there, his buddies.
The dwarfs?
The man crew.
Yeah.
Yay.
Reindeer.
Yeah.
Makes you think, like, everything that he said,
yeah,
right, that's been written down, is it really what he said, or was it just hardcore fanatics like that? Like,
well, wouldn't hardcore fanatics write more hardcore things than love your neighbor and forgive everyone? Because what you just said is, like, so you're assuming that he said what that was good, and then they turned it to hardcore peace. What was he saying?
Or he said something shitty, well, and then
know,
they
I
changed
know, I don't know his sayings.
I think you mixed up who you want to talk about, because the way you described it, you know some of the sayings of Jesus, right? The whole big thing is be pacifist. That's the big thing about Jesus, right? So what you're saying is that his hardcore followers turned his speech of what? Share your water. Like, that's too much. That's too much. just say that you should help your neighbor. But fuck, don't give him water, bro. That's just crazy talk. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know any of his sayings.
You could have used that same analogy for Islam.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, for Muhammad, I think he was fucking, like, kids. Like, he had
an 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah,
that's fucked up.
Right?
That's
and now they're
up.
Like, no, that's you misunderstand. Example. He didn't fuck until she was 9. So, like, that's like, the defense. So that you could use as a...
That's a much better example, yeah.
Yeah, obviously, it's a much better example. Fucking Jesus, bro. It was crazy. Bro, you heard what Jesus said, bro? Don't fucking do shitty things to people? Bro, that's nuts, bro. That's what fucking a nuts.
Fucking freak.
Yeah. This guy's too hardcore.
Let's murder him.
Yeah.
Murder him. Let's fucking put him up on the cross.
Yeah, this guy crazy should be crucified. Fucker. Yeah.
How about that guy fucking the 6-year-old? No, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's okay. Yeah. Don't draw him, though. Don't draw him.
Don't draw a picture of him, bro. Nobody has to see what he looks like. Even though we could pretty much tell what he looks like.
He looks like the man with the beard fucking the child.
Wasn't there an article recently saying that Jesus was actually Greek?
I didn't see what happened.
Oh, really?
I didn't see. I saw.
Look, I don't know if it's true. I'm just saying.
I saw it float. Apparently, the History Channel or somebody came out with a documentary, and apparently, the story of Jesus was stolen from a Greek story. So Jesus was actually a Greek guy. I forgot his name. I haven't looked into it yet.
Is that why in the Bible, like I read, there was a thing that he was throwing meat to dogs to murder them? Because there was a dog population.
This is how we do it in my village of Posidonia.
In the Bible, Moses came down. There were 11 commandments. Number 11 was murder your dog.
Oh, my God. Because
there's too many of them. And he might be rabid.
Well, he does look a bit like a Greekster.
What do you mean? Everybody at the time looked like they all looked the same. They all had beards.
And long hair.
Yeah, they all look the same.
They all
what are
look
you talking
like
about?
You.
Yeah, but everybody looked like that's crazy. Where you just said he looked like a Greek star, then everybody looked.
They
like
didn't
him.
Have barbers back then.
That might be Jesus.
Exactly. For real though, that's a very Jesus look.
Could you imagine?
That might be a trick.
It just looked like me.
We might actually be dead, and we're in heaven now.
Welcome to the heavenly podcast.
It's like that meme that goes. They said that the end of the world was in 2012.
Maybe it happened.
But think about it. Has anyone ever really felt alive since 2012?
I've never seen that meme, and I hate you.
Shit, I want to punch you in the vagina.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah. I really want to kick you in your ovaries.
Has anyone ever felt really alive?
What does that mean?
Has anyone, that we were all supposed to die in 2012.
Right.
But it wasn't true.
I don't think you get the meme.
But it was just saying that. But no one has felt alive since 2000. Like,
what's
fucked
up?
Like, everyone's depressed, basically.
What's fucked up is that you're repeating shit that you don't even understand.
And what's fucked up is I got sued in 2012, so I haven't felt alive since 2012. So I'm the only one that gets that meme.
He's been dead for fucking 6 years. Yeah. Seven, that's 2019.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah. Time flies.
Does it? Yeah. Especially when you're dead. Eh?
I haven't felt alive in years.
I haven't felt alive since she snuck a finger in my anus.
If the day that meme was created, a child was born, Muhammad would be fucking it right now.
Oh, it's true, yeah. That many years, yeah. So you see, right now, for example, there's a double standard society.
Yeah.
So you could make fun of Owen Benjamin if he talks about Jesus, but if we say what we just said about Muhammad, it's fucking terrible. Yeah. It's Islamophobic.
Thank God there's a paywall. Yeah. As I said that joke, I was like, thank you, paywall.
No, but isn't that interesting, though?
It is. It's fucked up.
And what's fucked up is the stuff that they'll make fun of Jesus for is stuff that isn't written down. It's just made up just for jokes. But the stuff that you'd make fun of Muhammad for is stuff that's like written down, and you still get in trouble for one, not the other. Isn't that fucking weird?
The thing that always freaked me out was my mom was Catholic. And whenever people talk about Catholics, all you talk about is the priests fucking the little kids.
Yeah.
Because that was a real problem.
Yeah.
And it's normal to talk about it. But no one ever talks about Muhammad fucking a little kid.
Well, yeah, I don't want to be Islamophobic. What the fuck's wrong with you, Mike?
But it's weird that you should be allowed. If you're allowed to make jokes about priests fucking kids, shouldn't Muhammad be fair game?
No, but you know what they say? Well, they say it's because Christians won't take it as bad. They won't go out murdering people if they hear Jesus jokes. Which then, isn't that also offensive? Because then you're saying that Muslims are crazy. Right? You're like, these guys can't take a joke. But you draw the wrong. Well, it's true. We've seen it. You draw the wrong photo, they shoot the place up.
I had a guy. I met a bunch of the people from that Charlie Hebdo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw a documentary. There was really, and this shows how fucking animals are the best. There was
what?
Animals are the best.
Oh, how animals? Okay,
animals are better than humans.
They are. Yeah.
There was a dog that was kind of the dog from Charlie Hebdo. The terrorists came in, they shot everyone, and one of the guys wasn't he just pretended like he was dead. So the terrorists went and they were shooting all of the people in the face. Just to make sure that they were actually dead. And he was laying there pretending like he was dead. And the dog came and sort of put his body over the guy's face, kind of slept on the... Or
and
didn't
the dog
sleep,
got shot?
No. And then the terrorists went, okay, we're not going to shoot a dog. It's weird they won't shoot a dog, but
that's actually nice.
They'll shoot a cartoonist. but yeah, and then so this the guy only him. Survived because a dog lay on his face, laid down on his face.
Oh shit!
But those guys are fucked up. They went and shot him in the fucking face. They went and shot people in the fucking face.
Yeah, because they shot him, and then a lot of the people did exactly what I do. Like if someone came into an office and you don't have a gun and they're shooting people, and you realize, fuck, I can't escape. I'll pretend like I'm dead. But then they were shooting people to make sure they weren't pretending they were dead.
That's fucking horrible.
Yeah. That's very, very...
Those
very
guys horrible. Really suck.
Yeah.
Did they all get caught and killed? I don't remember.
I don't even remember either. I think they...
They all got shot, no?
I think they all got shot, yeah.
What a weird way... Yeah. What a stupid reason for you to die and to also kill other people. What a fucking stupid...
There was one guy... The thing I always enjoy is when... There was one guy, I think, during that... Because they kill people at Charlie Hebdo, and I think... Was that the time that they tried to blow up a bomb in a stadium, but the guy blew up on his way to the stadium?
Oh, yeah, the soccer game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I remember that.
I always love that when a fucking dummy... And he blew up in the middle of the street, so he didn't hurt anyone.
He just killed himself.
So he just fucking blew up.
I love that.
What a stupid asshole. What a fucking
Yeah, it was
dummy.
During a friendly, I think, France-Argentina.
There was
or France-Germany.
There was in England, too, the Ariana Grande concert. Remember that?
Yeah, she bombed.
Literally.
No, I remember that, actually. That's fucked up, because those were little kids.
Yeah.
They went to attack little kids.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah. And there was also... remember.
Wait, I thought you had a story. You're just telling us what happened in the news?
No, but remember, I don't know if you guys saw this, but at some point, Nike made a new shoe or something.
Oh, no, it didn't make a new shoe. It's Air Max.
Anyway, so the way it was written, it looked like it said Allah.
No, it didn't.
Or something.
Air Max, upside down and backwards, looks like they wrote God in Arabic, apparently, if you want to. So people were complaining to Nike. Yeah. You change your shoe. Why you put Allah under in the sole, on the bottom? And then Nike's like, it says Air Max. And they're like, no, if you turn it around like this and use a mirror, it says, they're like, oh, come on.
But if you're Muslim, wouldn't you be happy that
God's name? No, because they're stepping on it.
Yeah. You can, and
but also, it's not God's name. It's Air Max. It's Nike Air Max. It just looked that way if you turn it upside down and flip it over. But that's fucking crazy because Poseidon, too, if you flip him around and turn him upside down, he would look like, I don't know what the fuck that would look like. But you know what I mean? It wouldn't look like him. Look like a baby elephant.
I wouldn't be Poseidon anymore.
Yeah.
It'd be
but do you know what I mean?
Aquaman.
Mm. Now you're over fucking doing it.
Yeah, people are just fucking crazy.
It's like, if you take this gun, but you flip it around and put it up like this, it's a hammer.
Yeah.
What? Yes, we sell it as hammer because we sell it like this. You guys sell it horizontally. No, we go vertically to get by the laws. It's just hammer with bullets. It's so stupid. So stupid.
That was actually a really good...
analogy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Like your Jesus thing.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah. Great analogy with your Jesus thing. Bro, Jesus brought poison
you
dogs.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
He sold poison milk to school children.
I never said he poisoned dogs, bro.
You did it?
No.
Well, that's the rumor.
You told us he fucking Jesus transformed water. He turned water into poison.
Yeah. No. I can't wait until Torelli makes a picture of him poisoning dogs.
Oh, my God.
The dog poisoner.
I've never poisoned I love dog dogs, bro. I have a little doggy at home, bro. I love dogs.
Is he dead yet or not yet?
No, she's alive, bro. She's alive and well.
Doesn't eat the poison. Did you try to poison her?
Yeah, with his dick. He puts peanut butter all over
it. Actually, something really scary happened a few months ago before the winter. My mother was walking the dog across. She brings her across the street to pee and poop, and
so your mom can pee and poop, or so the dog so can the pee dog. And poop.
So that sounded weird. So my mom takes the dog across the street. She can take a shit,
and the dog is just sitting in the bathroom of the gas station.
Don't we have a bathroom at home? You shut your fucking mouth. I gotta take shits on the neighbor's lawn so they know I mean business.
No, so the dog
can I poop here too? No, that would be disgusting.
So the dog could pee and poop. And I think it was my neighbors. They had thrown
poison?
No, peppers. But like the really strong ones. Like
like jalapenos and shit.
Yeah, but like super strong.
Why would they throw peppers?
They threw them on the floor.
Like at your dog? Like
No, they threw them because they knew my mom brings a dog across the street. Because it's like there's grass.
Oh, so they were trying
around.
To kill your dog?
They were trying to hurt
I don't know.
Your dog. Yeah.
I don't know. But she found them, and they were just laying there. They were, like, spread out. It didn't look like somebody dropped a bag And the bag was just there.
It was like some piece of garbage was throwing peppers.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, that's what it looked
and
like.
And that could fuck up a dog, no?
Yeah, so my, yeah, 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 because dogs can't handle spices. So imagine a really strong pepper. Yeah. Like it's fucked up for them. And they could die.
Shouldn't you just warn the owner? Because it's not the dog's fault. Like,
for
like,
what?
No, but like if a dog is shitting on your lawn, don't kill the dog. Tell the fucking lady that brings the dog.
I agree with you, but it's not even anyone's property. That's like public property.
Yeah, it's public. It's right.
Just put a sign, "Hey, lady."
Like, no, but my mother, she.
Oh, she picks it up.
Yeah, whenever I bring my dog out to pee and poop, like I'll pick it up. Okay. We pick it up.
These fucking garbage.
Even if it does it on somebody else's, even if it is somebody else's, we pick it up. We don't.
What nationality are these people?
Arabic.
Oh,
Algerians.
Oh, that's the worst kind. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
This show has gotten so racist often.
I haven't confirmed it's them, but I'm pretty sure in the back of my head that it is them.
Wait, are they the only Algerians on the block?
Yeah.
It's them.
Do you think they were doing a thing too? Because hot peppers seems very Mexican. So they were like, let's pretend like we're Mexican.
No, they're like, I hope he blames the Mexicans.
Let's throw tacos.
And then there's no Mexicans in the neighborhood? But it's
any Mexicans. It's
an Algerian couple wearing sombreros. Si, no
hola,
more.
Hola.
No more doggy.
The reason why I wouldn't be surprised it was
hola, hapta.
The reason why I wouldn't be surprised it was them is because they've threatened my mother in the past with
with violence?
Sense. No, not with violence.
Beheadings?
No.
Peppers.
Because she had a dog.
I will shove this jalapeno in your butt.
Because what happened with my dog is my brother bought the dog without
consent. We heard about this, okay?
And she decided to keep him. My mother fell in love with the dog.
Yes, we know.
And they
it's funny she fell in love with the dog and never took it. never got attached to you.
Yeah.
What?
That's fucking amazing.
I didn't get it. The dog didn't get attached?
No, it's funny that your mother got attached to the dog, but you're still an unfuckable walrus in her eyes. But the dog, and Anna was like, the dog's cool. But this fucking faggot,
you can try to poison Poseidon, but you will not touch Mr. Pinkles.
Her name is Daisy.
Aww.
Yeah, and they said, oh, we're going to have to evict you. And it got so bad that I had to step in and talk to the guy.
Hey, listen, you evict me, I evict you. You know what I'm saying?
I want something like that, but I'm not going to say the details. But yeah. So, and then eventually
Someone wanted to kick you guys out. The landlord or
no,
the...
No. So it's like a weird situation there. It's like a co-op because we moved in a long time ago when I was a kid.
So they all take turns making decisions or some shit. Yeah. And apparently there's been like a takeover where people who are not him took over.
Anyways. No, but I was never in charge. We didn't care. We just lived there. We don't give a fuck about the drama and like I'm rarely home anyways. You know? So, what was that? I was about to say something. I forgot.
That you're something racist?
You're convinced that Algerians were trying to murder your dog.
Yeah, and multiple times he's tried because he lives with like four kids or five kids in a basement.
Are they his?
Huh? Yeah. And with his wife. But because a lot of the people that live in those buildings are filthy.
Yeah.
Look.
We can tell.
Look.
I think everyone watching did a spit take. And they're like, yes, we know.
Is filthy.
They're like, we're aware, Poseidon.
No. Look. Our our
whatever.
Is very clean.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Okay, just go on with the story.
No, we're not the only.
Go on with the story. Bro, it's taking too long to get nowhere.
So, well, yeah. No, just that they've been trying to evict us for.
So, you think that these people want to evict you so that they take over your house?
Yes. So they take the apartment.
So that six people take over a two-bedroom apartment?
Three-bedroom.
Okay.
So that's why they're throwing peppers.
Their plan is flawed. There's a lot of holes
in their
plan. I
know, but they just hate my mother.
First we start with peppers, then we take over apartment. I don't know. I don't know, Hassan. I don't know. This is a good plan.
They've tried to take over the parking.
Plan. Yeah. They've been planning this since they left fucking Algeria. They're like, look, okay, first we get shitty apartment in basement. Then we throw pepper, murder dog, kick family out, take their two-bedroom apartment. No, we're nine tried, people.
No, but this good plan. This was the most recent thing. This was the most recent thing. But they've tried. They tried to take the parking spot that we have.
First, we start with the parking spot. Didn't and they? Then they have to concede the apartment.
How did they try to take the apartment at the parking spot? Was it Peppers?
No, so they said...
They were throwing peppers. Look, we throw pepper.
Are you all right, bro? What just happened?
I wasn't expecting that because I had a visual of a bunch of Algerians throwing peppers, and you show up and all you see is peppers down, and then they're like this in the corner.
And they're like,
and they see you driving over them, like, you cannot park, there is peppers, and you just put your car over, like, he is very cunning.
Yeah. The wheels did not slide.
He has foiled our pepper plot.
So, he is so clever, this Hassan, society. Hassan, cancel
plan B. Cancel phase two. It would be funny if they, amongst themselves, were like, how will we ever stop the cleverest man in Canada, Poseidon? I wonder if he is known in the world for being so clever.
How many peppers is it going to take?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my stomach hurts. So, yeah, they tried to say that, oh, because for the winter it's tough, right? Because everybody buys like five fucking cars because everyone, anyways.
What, they all buy what? Five fucking
cars? Five cars?
These and refugees that live in the basement are more successful than you.
They're fucking...
Well, because they mooch, right? None of them work.
How do they buy cars if they don't work?
They mooch off the government.
We have a great government.
They mooch. Our government is they so get... stupid that... They get... Hey, fucking... They hey, get... Justin. I only got four cars. What am I? Goddamn.
No, they get like...
what is this, Africa?
No, they get like $1,000 per kid or something. Or some shit.
So you're telling me that they have six kids, they get $6,000 for the kids,
and basically. They have five cars.
They buy beaters.
No, but you tell me they get $6,000 plus welfare each, so they get about $8,000 a month to just be home.
Yep.
What a great great system.
Okay. Oh, it isn't $1,000 per kid. It's $1,000 per month per kid.
Yeah.
God damn. I should fucking start. Fucking my wife without a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is why they have... Look, there are some... I'm not saying all, but like I have...
How old is your wife?
My wife is too old to have kids, but I can get a new wife.
You sure?
No, she could still have kids, but she can't because I keep coming on her face. But
that's not going to work, apparently.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, she's she can't have kids because her uterus is...
Sideways?
Sideways,
So just adopt.
Yeah. I don't want to adopt.
You know what you should do? You should adopt but a black kid from Africa. And then always pretend like it's not adopted.
Yeah.
And then people are like, are you sure it's yours? And you're like, me and my wife. We've been, you know, had sex, and then he came out. And then be like, yeah, it's good. Plus her, our new neighbor, Bambulu, he's always nice. He takes care of her when I'm away.
I'm always with my black friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
That'd be fucking amazing.
I should go everywhere with Preach, my wife, and my black son.
Yeah. And then be like, when I'm out of town, Preach is taking care of. He's a super nice guy.
And he's calling me. He's calling me Mike, and he's calling him Dad. Dad, Preach.
That would be actually very funny.
Okay, now go on. What were we saying?
So like I have some neighbors that are Muslim that work their asses off. Like they've been there for a while. Like one guy, like he has two jobs.
Someone's got to buy peppers.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the way they tried to take the parking spot, not just from me, but from other people as well, they said, oh, it's not fair. Why do they get a parking spot? But we've been paying for it for like 10 years.
So then that is fair.
Exactly.
Yeah, those guys make sense. Yeah.
So it's not fair that you pay for something and then receive it.
Yeah, so I go to them, okay, you want the parking spot? Pay for it. Buy it off of me. Oh. No, it doesn't work like that. That's exactly how it works. Yeah. I go to them because we've been paying for it for 10 years, 10 plus years. Who are you to come out of nowhere?
You see, this is why you lose your thing with them. Because
you get angry.
Because you get angry. And also, you don't say the proper things. You're just saying, no, my way. You know what you should say next time this happens?
What?
Be calm and be like, Hassan, I know that deep down inside, you realize that some of the stuff you're saying doesn't make any sense. That's not how society works. But if you need further example, you left a shithole because of stupid rules that don't make sense like this. So why would you apply them here? You fucking idiot. Do you want to turn this place into the shitty fucking mess you came from? No. So shut the fuck up and get with the goddamn program.
All hell is going to break loose. I'm going to have to break some heads after.
And then tell him. And then tell him that the Zionist media sent you.
Yeah. So they've been fucking with us for the past 2 years. And we never had problems in the past. When we used to have a crack dealer in the basement.
Well, was he Muslim?
No.
There you go.
So you had a crack dealer in the basement, and he wasn't building. Trying to kill you.
We had a crack dealer in the basement.
That sounds like a good neighborhood.
Yeah, and he's in a great building.
That's Park X, bro.
And I don't have a crack dealer in my
building. Well, no, but you live towards the cleaner area of Park X. Beaumont, bro. It's the high-class Park X.
It's true, though. He lives Park X North. It's shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, the guy had four kids in the basement.
He had them all in the basement? He made them?
Yeah, no. He had four kids with his wife. Okay. And, bro, the guy was a crack dealer, and he had more...
sense?
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to explain this. Like, it's fucked up. It's
like, weird. I'm only selling crack to take care of my kids.
Basically.
And the other guy is like, I'm only buying peppers to kill his kid.
So yeah, like I would see every night people in suitcases, like duffel bags, walk in, walk out, you know.
And you'd figure crack would kill a dog way faster than peppers.
But this guy didn't have a problem against dogs. He actually had a dog himself.
Was it a crackhead dog?
I don't know.
Was it going around looking for its next fix?
I don't know, bro. I didn't delve that deep.
It had fleas, but instead of scratching like this, it was just doing that. And hey, bro.
It was always, whenever it find you, it always try to suck your dick for money.
Oh, my God.
He's like, all right. This is getting a little disgusting. I'll let you suck my dick, but I'm not going to pay you. You're a dog.
Yeah. What the fuck? When was the crack dealer? That was only 2-3 years ago?
No. So he got evicted... I would say around 3 years ago.
Fuck, wasn't crack like an 80s, 90s thing?
Yeah.
Like no one smoked crack in like 2015. Well,
crack and coke, I guess.
No, they in shitty, they still get crack.
Really?
But they're all, you could tell that they're crack as like, they're these prostitutes that are missing teeth and they're disgusting.
I thought like crystal meth replaced.
Not crack. Here there's meth, but in the neighborhood
there's
I never
still
hear
crack.
About. I heard
meth
never hear
is
about
still
meth.
Pretty expensive though.
Yeah, but I never hear about meth in the neighborhood.
Meth I hear about in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah, in Vancouver has a meth problem, and I think other areas in the city. But in here, I've never heard of that guy's a meth head.
Downtown has a, especially the towards the gay village, has
AIDS problem.
No, meth problem apparently huge.
The gays do meth.
Yeah, like a lot of meth.
You heard it here really? First.
This is what I heard.
Gays do meth. Front page news.
Look, this is what I heard from sources.
Gays do meth.
Who are your sources?
Bro, sources was seeing all these meth heads.
So you saw a bunch of homosexuals doing meth.
He has a friend that gave meth to guys to suck his dick. Yeah. It's basically what I'm hearing.
What?
I didn't get that.
What I'm hearing is, I don't know how to explain it. But if you know that gays were sucking dick for meth.
I never said that.
Okay, I thought that's what
you
said.
No, that's not what I meant.
So what did you mean?
Just that there's people in the gay village, not necessarily gay, that do meth. Like a lot of meth.
Oh, so now are you trying to tell me that straight people are trying to take over the gay village and trying to push all the gays out?
No, but there's
like they're annexing it for straight
town. It's just called the gay village because there's...
Is it all Algerians? It'd be awesome if...
And they call it the Algerian village.
Oh, God.
The gays are like... Used to be a lot of gay bars. Now there are peppers everywhere. Where are all these peppers?
Oh, God.
So Poseidon's got rent problems. Okay. But you're going to move out.
Well, used to. Now, because I had to step in and...
Scream. But you're moving out anyway.
Yeah, this summer.
This summer. Are you going to move? You're going to try to move to a nicer part of Park X or a shittier part?
Nicer.
Well, it depends on the budget.
Yeah.
You might not have a choice. But are you actively looking?
No, not yet.
You should start looking because I'm not moving for another 2 months or whatever, 3 months, whenever the weather gets better.
Yeah.
But I'm already actively looking because I can see price ranges, all that, like neighborhoods, all that shit. Like you got to prepare or else you're going to get stuck with something. Or you just won't move and you're going to be man-child. Which is what's going to end up happening.
We'll see what happens.
If I was a betting man, which I am, I would bet money on him not moving. $1,000 says he stays where he is. And he knows it's true. Look at his face.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, really?
No.
Do you care to put a bet?
No.
Oh, why?
I'm not going to bet on myself.
I'm not going to bet on myself.
That is the stupidest thing anyone has ever said. That is the biggest admission of failure and lies. Ever in my life. I'm not going to bet on myself.
You think I'm going to make it?
Yeah.
I'm clearly not going to make it.
Yeah. Why would I bet on myself? I know that I'm lying.
Oh,
what am I, a fucking idiot? Oh my God.
I'm not
going to
bet on myself. God damn.
Oh my God. I've never heard of it. You should make YouTube videos. You should be a life coach. First thing you need to do is don't bet on yourself.
Don't bet on yourself. What, are you stupid?
You know you're going to accomplish shit. You bet on the other guy. And then you do what you've always done. Fail.
Are you no. okay? Are you
I've
okay?
never I never thought those words would come out of your mouth. We offended him too much.
No, I'm laughing.
He needs...
like the acid.
For a first place, you need one bedroom. That's it.
Yeah, right? Three
you,
and a half.
Three and a half. Yeah, he doesn't need...
I think he's the one that ate the peppers. Yeah. Those fucking Algerians got
But you
to
just
him.
Need a three and a half. You could find a three and a half. I mean, honestly, if I was you, I know you're not going to move out, but if I was you, what, the only thing I would watch out for is I wouldn't move into a basement because it's depressing. Yeah. And just a three and a half. One
no, all I need, because right now the money that I would be using to rent a place,
I'm you're spending it on prostitutes.
No, I'm putting it on the credit cards. I just need to pay off the credit card.
But you've been saying this to us for 2 years.
I know. It just, I'm halfway there.
You were halfway there 2 years ago.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You've said it on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but shit happened. I got charged $4,000 in taxes. Like, a lot of shit happened.
Okay. That does suck.
I went on vacation. You know.
Are you trying to tell us that you want us to start paying you for this show?
No, that's not. I was not hinting towards that. How would you get that?
That's what a smart person
it would be
do.
Nice. It would be nice. You motherfucker.
We'll see when we...
But do you think I want to... You think I deserve
no,
a salary?
No.
I'm not gonna.
Well, that's not it. What I meant, bro. That's not what
you
I
think
meant.
I bring anything no, to the
it
table?
Would, no, it would, be, it would be amazing. I would love it. But no, I wasn't hinting towards that. But
that's fucking amazing. We'll see when we renegotiate our contracts.
Yeah.
And what was I saying? Yeah. You know, I got charged for $1,000 in taxes. Now I have a $1,000 ticket. You know, it just.
Oh, okay, that does suck because you
shit
lost.
Happens
you have to
all
pay
the time.
That stupid
shit
ticket.
Happens. Like I had. Like, it was before I did my taxes last year.
Can I just say something before you continue? Because you're just going to dig a hole of despair and make us all sad. However,
no,
you did talk about a refugee that doesn't work, that has five cars. basically, what I'm trying to tell you is people that don't speak the language and have no job can have apartments and make it, and you can't. You don't at all feel shame for that.
No, I make good money, but also I spend a lot of money.
If I were you, though, I wouldn't. I'd rent the apartment before paying.
Also, I'm paying rent now as well. Yeah. I'm paying.
So
I'm
if you're paying rent
whole
now,
pay
fucking,
for your own place.
Yeah,
pay
yeah.
For your own place. The first thing you should do, honestly, is be
is get the fuck out.
Yeah, and have a lease under your name. It's good. Have a lease under your name. Plus, you dude, you're gonna feel so much better because you get most people when they go home, they want to relax, right?
Yeah.
Like me, I'm happy.
You arrive, you're all stressed.
You arrive,
out.
You're always stressed out. You're like, fuck.
No, everyone's sleeping, so
no, a lot of times I drop you off and you always want to do something else because you don't want to go home yet because you're like, fuck, I'm just going to get into a fight and get yelled at or whatever.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So you need a place to relax. You need a place where you're like, you put your feet up and you're like, ah.
Yeah, and I'm cramped up now. I pay the whole rent, but I'm in one bedroom, just fucking cramped.
Yeah, no, you got to get a 3.5. Get a 3.5. You could get one for cheap. 3.5, you could probably find a Park X for like $500-$600.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, trust me, once you get that expense, you get used to paying it. Like right now, it's like, oh, where am I gonna? Why am I gonna spend $600? But then it becomes natural.
It's like before I had bought a car, I was like, oh my God, how am I gonna pay for this?
Yeah,
but
then
I bought it. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you find ways to pay for it.
Yeah.
You just buy, like, I'll give you an example. You buy one pack of smokes every 2 days.
Yeah.
So that's minimum. That's about 20, sometimes 30 bucks a week. Let's say 20 bucks a week, which is the min, but it's not
no,
true. It's
no,
closer
no.
to 30.
Let's say
40 bucks a week.
50.
50 bucks a week. Okay, a week.
Times 52?
Not even. You just think about, I'm talking about your monthly payments, right? So if you just talk about the $200 a month that go to cigarettes, I'm just saying 200 bucks a month. So if you were to add another $400, you have your own place. You have your house.
Yeah.
Bro. You have your apartment.
Yeah. I really have to quit smoking.
50 bucks a week. Yeah, I'm just telling you, you can actually do it. But why I was asking you to look at places is because anything you want to do, what I've learned for myself too.
You have to plan.
It always starts with a dream too.
It always starts with a dream. All the shit that I've done.
And there's something fun about that, like looking at stuff for a long time. Like I've noticed the thing I didn't like as I was getting older and having a little bit more money. There's something fun about looking at stuff and going, I'm going to get this. Oh, no, I'm going to get that. I'm good. But when you start having money, you're like, I'm going to get this. Then you just get it, and
it's not the same.
Fun.
I agree.
So that's why, like, when I bought the tour bus, I was looking at tour buses for, like, 3 years.
Oh, shit.
Just to sort of get excited about it. So you got to start looking at apartments now. And then Because if you start, let's say you want to move out early July. If you start looking in June, you're going to take the first shitty place you see. But if you start looking now, you're going to see a lot of, you're going to know the difference between a shitty place and a good place. And then when you do see the good place, you'll be like, okay, maybe I'm not ready now, but fuck it. I'm going to take a risk.
Like, I've been looking at apartments for a long time now for a new apartment, but I've also been looking at houses for years, right? I always want to have a house, but they're too expensive, especially in Montreal right now. But I'm still looking. So one day when I do get a house or whatever, you know it's going to...
Yeah.
First, now I know what I want.
Aren't the prices supposed to spike soon?
What do you mean? In houses?
Like in housing, it's supposed to go up, but no, it's supposed to...
It already went up. It's up. It's up. Yeah. Houses that people bought a few years ago for 300 Gs are now going for 600 here, 500 here.
Really?
Yeah, there's shitholes in Park X. You can find... Dude, I'll show you a triplex in Park X. The worst one that I saw is a duplex. There's a duplex that needs everything renovated. Everything. The place looks like it's from the Middle Ages.
Half a million.
No, 800,000, more than half a million.
What?
Yeah. They're not going to get that much money. And if they do, they fuck the guy after them. Because what ends up happening is it's always these conglomerates. Like, you heard what the Pakistani guys were doing here for years?
No.
I found this out. This is a fucking funny scam. So there's a bunch of Pakistani guys. I mean, it wasn't always the same bunch. It was a lot of different people. They were like, let's say 5-6 families together. So what they would do is they knew that one guy was going to take the fall. Okay? So what they would do is they would get a mortgage on one guy. Let's say that he was working back in the day. And they knew that he was going to take the fall. And then they would get him to sell the house, I think, for cheaper or something, where the other ones would pull money together. And then he would go bankrupt because he wouldn't have the money. Like, all these fucking scams. But they always knew, you're taking the fall. But we're going to help you out after. You know, we're going to... Because for the 7 years, we have to rebuild your credit. Yeah. So they would do this scam. Somebody at the bank was telling me. They go, it was fucking ingenious, you know, because they would... Like, you can't say no. The guy had everything on the up and up. But he would just flip the house for less or something. Like, it was... And they would all get together. Yeah. That was fucking crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and legally, you're allowed selling a house.
You're allowed selling less. It's up to you, yeah. So, and you know, you assume the hit. So he would assume the hit because then they would get together and buy it for what they could afford. And then they would take care of him after for 7 years while he rebuilt his credit. And then other people would do a scam again.
You figure, like, that's a good scam, but that's so stupid. You figure, fucking just buy a house you can afford and work hard instead of trying to fuck the system.
Yeah. But it was, but you know where that ended up fucking? It ended up fucking people here a lot because for the people who ended up overpaying for houses or buildings, they don't want to sell for less. The ones that aren't trying to scam, like let's say off you, he has nothing to gain by selling it for less than what he bought it, right?
Yeah.
So they fuck themselves because houses that should be worth 300,000 aren't going for less than five because the guy's like, I bought it for five. I know it's not worth five, but I bought it for five. So I want 550.
Yeah.
You know? So what ends up happening is it spikes everything up. So then somebody who has the money was like, you know what? For me, it's worth it. I have the money. I want that place. Ends up paying that much, which is so much more than what it was. The next guy, he doesn't want to sell it. Do you see? That's the problem we have in Park X. That's what happened a lot. And also the location is key. Now they're building all the universities. Oh. So everything's spiking up in itself. So it's causing, but the minimum wage didn't go up. So what's happening is stuff, it's fucking with people. It's fucking people a lot. People are getting stuck.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Real estate 101 with Poseidon.
Interesting.
There's a condo right near my house. I'm on the South Shore, and where I bought, like I'm 2 minutes from the bridge, so I'm really close to the city. And someone built condos, and they're selling a 3-bedroom apartment for $800,000.
It's insane.
So I was like, oh shit! But that it helps people like me because I want to remortgage my house now, my house doubled in value because. Who's going to pay, you know, if a condo is worth $800,000, then a house, you're like, it's worth at least $1 million, $1.5 million. So my house doubled in value overnight. Yeah.
Also, there's an advantage you gain. Yeah. Yeah. When you own is an advantage.
But the thing is, if I sold it now, I'd make money, but I'm not going to sell it. And in 3 years, it's going to be worth what it's worth now.
I never searched this up. I'm just curious to ask. What does it mean to remortgage your house? Like, what does that mean?
You get them. Should I do the real answer? when you get a mortgage, is you buy a house, but you don't have the money, so the bank pays for it, and then you.
No,
pay
I know that's
month.
A mortgage, but like when people say
remortgage is just you renegotiate your mortgage or get another mortgage from someone else
on the same house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say right now you've been paying your mortgage for 5 years.
Yeah.
And you've taken down $50,000 off what you owe, right? So then you have that gap from the original mortgage, right? Like they gave you $400,000 for a house, and you've paid off. So now it's like you owe them $350, right? So there's simple remortgaging where you're basically, you could take that extra, you could take the 50 G's and then do something else with it because you're renegotiating for 400. But if your house went up in value, what this is what a lot of people do. So let's say now you've paid and you owe them 350, but your house now is worth 550 and they're willing to remortgage for that, then you get that 200,000. But you owe it to them. It's like a loan that you're taking, basically.
Yeah.
But
you could use it. Loan.
You could use it for renovations. But what a lot of people do, what some people do is instead of renovations, is if they have a gap, they'll be like, okay, I'll take the $250 and I'll put $50,000 on a new house.
Yeah, and then you build.
You build. You become a tycoon.
You become Donald Trump and eventually
become president.
That's how. Yeah,
and you get all of Congress mad.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay, I never knew. I don't know why I never just searched it up, but
I can tell you something. If you want, because I know you're lazy as fuck and you don't like to work, if you want, that could actually be a career path for you. You could be a slumlord for sure. But you can. I know people who are even lazier than you. I know. It sounds fake, but there are people who are even lazier than you, and they've made a living in the past 10, 15 years off real estate doing what I just said. One guy, I'm not going to mention his name, but I know his first house, what he told me is to put down the down payment. It was years ago, but he needed, I think, 15 G's. That's what he needed. So you know what he did? Because he didn't have the money. He had a credit card that was able to go up to 20, 25 G's. So he pulled out $15,000. He put it on his credit card just to buy the first building. And then, you know, the first couple of months were shaky because he kept having the minimum was so high, right?
Yeah.
First credit card. But
But he took the risk.
It's only the first one that's hard.
It's only the first one that's hard because then you're never playing with your money after. What ends up happening is this. You owe money. You play the system. So you could play the debt system. So what ends up happening is how they fuck you is they fuck you because they make you play the debt system alone. So you owe money, let's say on your credit cards, whatever, and you're always struggling to pay them off because you're fucked. But the people who take advantage of the debt system is they use debt instead of buying a car. They use it to buy a building, and then they make money off that building. So let's say with your mortgages, you have to pay on this building $2,000 a month, on this building $1,500 a month, just to put the mortgage down, right? But you're renting those properties. So let's say you're making off the rents, you're making $5,000, let's say. So let's say $2,000 goes to the bank, but that means that you're left with 3 G's. Same thing happens with the other building.
And does that count as income or do you open up a corporation?
You could do it however you like. The smart thing is to open up a corporation to put it all in there so it gets taxed less and you take out dividends instead of taking out pay. That's the smart thing to do.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's not that kind of podcast though. We're not smart enough. Like we know this, which is the basics. But I don't know. If you want, you could talk to Harry who does the stocks. He knows all about this shit.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's right up the studio.
And on that note, I'm going to have to go.
Get the fuck out of here.
I have to take a shit and I have to go to work.
Yeah, we're going to end this one without you. Yeah, get out of here.
Meow.
That's why you get no salary.
Yeah, because you came.
Because we all get our paycheck at the end of the show. Keith the cop comes down to Montreal. He's always got fucking money. There's an envelope written Poseidon. Then he goes, oh, fuck it.
You know what I found? I was talking about on the live podcast that I find it so interesting. That we're in the days now where people are negotiating podcasting contracts. Isn't it a little, when you think about it, isn't it strange? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like how back in the day, radio personalities used to negotiate. Now podcasts. They're like, where are they going to go? And are they going to negotiate this? And it's strange, this podcasting network.
I told you I got a...
Spotify
thing.
Did you look into
it? We looked into it, but it was for the other podcast. But the way they pitched it, because they wrote an email to my manager and they were like, this could be very lucrative or very, they use the term opportunity. And whenever people use the term opportunity, it's always garbage.
Yeah, it's like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. If they tell you, look, you're going to make really good money, then you're going to make good money. But an opportunity means, okay, you need to find five friends who find five friends.
Who also are looking for an opportunity.
And they all have podcasts.
But did they mention what they're looking for?
Michelle was calling them today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. And did you tell them to package both the English and the French
one? I did, yeah. But he sent them an email first just to see which one they were going after, because if they wanted the English one, I didn't want to try to sell the
French one
because they'd be like, what? Who speaks French in North
But since
America?
They're already going after the French
since
one.
Since they're going after the French one, I think it'd be easy to get it. If we could get money for the shots, that'd be awesome.
Sure, the shots are free, yeah. Yeah. So we wouldn't get money from the people. It would be still free for everyone.
It'd be free on Spotify. For people on Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah. And they would pay us. Is that how for shots?
Yeah. And then we would still not pay Poseidon. I think we have to start paying them soon. But there's something funny about, and we get, like, we don't have a big salary here, but there's something funny to me that if we do sign a deal, that, like, we can each, like, $700,000 a year, but he's not making anything.
It is hilarious.
Like, if we got a deal, we're never, but, like, if we got, like, a Howard Stern type deal, like, $100 million a year.
And he works at Avis.
And he's like, look, guys, I got to go to Avis. And then we'd be like, okay, we have a plan, though. How we're going to fix this, we're just going to film a little earlier.
Yeah, we just fucking like...
And then you can work at Avis.
Oh, God, that'd be fucking hilarious. But I find it so interesting now that we're in this stage of podcast contracts. It's so... Yeah. If I had told someone or someone told me this 10 years ago, I would have been like, wow, that's a little insane. And yet...
We're like the first years of TV.
Yeah.
Because podcasts... destroyed radio. Like, yeah, people still listen to radio. If you're, it's a short trip, you're gonna, you know, if you're going like from your house to the grocery store,
yeah, it'll be on.
You're not gonna go, okay, I'm gonna listen to this podcast. But as soon as you're doing more than like to get from my house to here, it's like 30 minutes. So I started driving and I was like, the radio was on and I was trying to put a podcast on and it wasn't working. So I pulled over because I didn't want to listen to whatever Mix 96 or whatever fucking garbage radio we have in
Montreal. Hey, everybody, we got a contest. Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. There's something weird about my show now. We're doing radio spots in Montreal because I used to have a job at a radio station.
Wait, so you're selling ads on the regular radio?
Yeah.
They're so stupid.
We're because they had my salary... They didn't have money, or they didn't have much money. So I was like, "Just give me free advertising."
Oh, that's
so. I got like I've $70,000 saved up for ads? Like Shom FM and all everything that's Bell Media, and my show's only in French, and I'm doing ads on Shom, which is in English.
Fucking hilarious!
Yeah. So the ad is like, it's hey guys, the show's in French. I'm gonna speak French for a little while, and.
But if it's in French and they're all Anglophones listening, you should do Tujik Minro on the English ones.
Yeah, I think though I'm going to use some of those ads for when we're going to do the shows. We got to talk about this after for the when we do the Comedians of the Compound in Montreal.
Yeah,
I'm going to use Shom FM.
That's fucking smart.
And there's something weird about having a radio station do a show about something that's.
Killing radio. Yeah, that's why I think it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
But they had no money to pay you.
It's like, yeah, but they gave a radio used to pay a lot and now the salaries have gone way, way down. And I wasn't the lead on a show. So I was like, third mic. So it was a shit salary, but I was like, I'll do it and it was one day a week. So I was like, I'll do it, but give me a crazy amount of advertising.
Was it fun?
It wasn't. No, it wasn't. Because there's no freedom. Because you're like, as soon as you think of something funny, that's a good thing even about the... Like, I like podcasting because you're totally free. And there's something cool about the paywall that you feel even freer.
Yeah.
Because you're like, all those jokes we did about, like, Muhammad and Allah... Yeah. Those are funny jokes that I'm super comfortable with, but on a regular radio station, I'd be like, oh, God.
I'm going to get letters.
All of these I'm going to get letters or threats or whatever, whereas here we get no threats, no letters.
Yeah.
There's something very cool about that, being able to say whatever the fuck you want to say.
I love it, too, because that's a good thing about the paywall. That's the good thing about subscribers. Right, people who watch your content, Compound Media fans, they pay to watch Compound Media shows.
Yeah,
they don't pay to be like, let's see what they said today, so I can get mad at this.
There's been a couple of times we've said stuff or done stuff that then Jason takes a clip and puts it free on YouTube, and I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, same. I'm gonna tell him. I'm just gonna remind him after this week, just to be a little bit more careful, because it also ruins it for for Compound Media people
yeah.
who want to get the best on Compound Media. They're like, well, don't give it out for free.
Yeah.
You know? He should just take ridiculous Poseidon moments.
He did a thing this week. He came to we were taping the French podcast on Sunday, and he came down for that. And he wanted to tell, like, I brought him up beginning of the show, and he was like, I'm going to tell a story about last winter because we won this award. And after the award ceremony, we opened up my club and we ended up drinking at my club till like 6 or 7 in the morning, which is totally illegal. And but he was like, I'm going to tell that story. And I was like, I told him on the air, I was like, just don't say where we were. And he was like, don't worry, I'm not going to say where we were. And I was like, don't say. He was like, no, don't worry, don't worry. And then he goes, yeah, so we're in the club. And then Mike orders a drink. And I told the girl, don't give him a drink. He's drunk. And she said, no, he owns the place. I got it. And I was like, that's what I was telling you. Don't.
Jesus, shut hilarious. The
fuck
up. Jesus.
Shut the fuck up. I was like, shut the fuck up.
That's amazing.
I can lose my fucking liquor license.
That's fucking amazing. He's like, I won't tell him. It was a place like, Mike owned.
And then I told him, I was like, okay, and what time, when we did this, was like 1:30, 2 in the morning, right? It was super early. And then he looks at me and he's like, you want me to tell the truth? Or I was like, how do you not understand? follow me.
Follow me, just a
yeah,
bit.
Just, yeah. I've noticed, though, everyone from my French podcast last year at the award ceremony, Les Oliviers, that I'd won an award, I was like, I stole a statue of the award that was a really big thing, and it was in the CBC building, so I steal it, and I tell them, I'm like, okay, we got to bounce, we got to leave, and then we go up, and then they're like, wait, we got to wait for this guy, and then the security, and I'm like, when you're stealing something, fucking get the fuck.
How was this?
It was Jason and Yan that were just, they were slow and they were, and I was like, I was yelling at them and I was like, how the fuck do you not know how to fucking be criminals?
you have to live it or.
If you're going to do something illegal, you got to know it's illegal and you got to go, I'm doing it.
There was a guy in France now, I saw this about, so he went into one of these grocery stores. And he got a PlayStation 4, and what he did is he took off the sticker of the price, and he weighed it on the thing where you weigh, I don't know, meat or, no, stuff that you buy that you weigh over there, and you get a sticker, and then you pay for it at the self-checkout. So he took the weight. It cost him 10 euros. He put the sticker on, went to the self-checkout, scanned the sticker, put the thing on, the PlayStation 4. It calculates, like, okay, the sticker says it weighs this much, and it's this much. Okay, it's the right weight. It's the right thing. And he left. He got a PlayStation 4 for 10 euros. But what does he fucking do? He got greedy, went back and tried again. And he got arrested, 4 months in jail.
Oh, shit. I'm happy. Since, like, I was happy he stole it
and
the
then
first
the second,
time.
The same
you
thing.
You greedy fucking
You greedy
dummy.
Fuck. The second I heard that he went back in, it's like, yeah. You got away with it. Just stay the fuck away from that place or don't do that again.
Yeah.
And he fucking, that's what people don't know.
Yeah.
They overdo it.
Yeah.
You have to know your limits.
Exactly.
So he did that and then he got fucked. Doofus. It's a Poseidon move.
What country was that in? France.
They take PlayStation theft very seriously.
Yeah. They sell PlayStations in grocery stores in France. They have like a sort of like a Walmart.
Yeah, like a Costco type thing. Like even here, if you go to the pharmacy, I didn't know this, Jean Coutu doesn't, but Pharmaprix, Shoppers Drug Mart, they have PS4s,
really?
Yeah, games, controllers.
God damn.
Yeah, because they're trying to compete. But nobody goes there for that stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's a waste of money.
Who goes to fucking the grocery store, like a grocery store or pharmacy, to go, I gotta buy Band-Aids and Xbox.
Yeah, well, that's what I told them when I used to work. When I was young, I used to work at the Jean Coutu, the pharmacy here in the neighborhood. And I used to tell them the same thing because they had a whole department where they started for video cameras, like a Rebel T2i, like actual cameras that people used to take photos, like expensive ones.
I get that they sell shit garbage, like garbage headphones or
that
garbage
I get,
cameras.
Because those could be impulse items. You're like, oh shit, I need some batteries, I need
but
some
no
headphones.
But no one has a $400 impulse.
Exactly. Nobody's at the cash register getting fucking Tylenol. And then they're like, oh shit, can you give me that $4,000 camera too? I fucking need one though. It's so stupid. I told them it's a waste of money. It's very hard for you to make this money back. And like, no, people love cameras. Yeah, but they go to a camera place.
Yeah, exactly. Especially nowadays, they actually Google and they'll check on Amazon. They might go to a camera place to But
they won't direct themselves to a goddamn pharmacy.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah. And no one listened to you?
No, they wouldn't listen to me. They bought it.
And you were right. 100%. You guys sold zero.
I think we sold one camera or something. And one was stolen.
Okay. So you sold a $4,000 camera.
Like a $600 camera and then got one stolen. Like, but they were idiots because they were trying to do too much. Be the best you could be at that. You know? Like exactly. Right now, us, you know, it's like be the best podcast you can be, right? We have the fucking best podcast. But at the same time, we're not like, you know what we should do? Tortillas.
Yeah.
Tortillas. We do the podcast, we sell tortillas on the side. People walk in and buy tortillas.
My manager's neighbor used to have a truck that made me laugh so fucking hard. He used to do renovations, and on his truck it was written kitchen renovations and kayak rentals.
What?
And I was like, what? How could, like, if you're going to renovate kitchens, you can do bathrooms? Kitchen renovations and bathrooms or kitchen renovations and whatever.
Garage, but, pavement.
But like you can't so rent random. A fucking kayak. Who's going to rent? Who's going to go, I need a new kitchen island and, oh, an island. There's water around that. I'd like a boat ride.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. And I was and then the guy didn't get what I was saying. I was like, it's so dumb. Your business plan is so dumb. And then he was like, no, but my wife handles the kayaking.
So why don't you make it two different businesses? And I was
like, Get fucking, exactly.
You dumb fuck.
Yeah.
And then they both sank like the kayak?
And they got a divorce.
Clearly this guy was a fucking idiot.
This guy's an idiot. But he's still doing the kitchen thing and she's...
Renting out kayaks?
She's renting. I don't know. She's. I think she married some rich dude. And he was like, fucking close your stupid boat store.
You didn't even own a kayak.
You fucking dumb whore.
Get in the kitchen. Take your shoes off.
Get your goddamn cuck to build me a kitchen.
Imagine they hired him.
He's building the kitchen.
And he's fucking her while he's building a kitchen. He's like, that's what happens, Steve, when you're a retard.
Yeah. He's fucking her, but he's got an oar. He's pretending like he's kayaking. He's a doggy going, look at me.
I was watching Bruno. Remember the movie Bruno?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I forgot how funny that fucking movie was. Oh, they got away with a lot.
And plus, I think like Bruno didn't get the respect it deserved because it wasn't as good as Borat.
Exactly.
But almost as good as Borat. Yeah. Like Borat was a 10 and that's a 9. But yeah, I haven't seen. And I saw you tweet about it and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to watch it. It's on YouTube?
It's on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix and I had nothing to watch. And I was like, I asked my girlfriend, have you ever watched Bruno? She had never seen it. So I was like, oh, this is going to be great for me. You know when you watch someone laugh for the first time at something? So I had a great guy. She was freaking out. I was like, what is this? I was like, yes. You keep watching. I like it when he there's a scene where he's trying to pitch a movie to CBS or a show idea rather. And the whole show is basically him dancing, and there's scenes where they have a guy's cock just flipping around, and then it stops, and the head of the penis moves, and it's like, Bruno. So stupid. And the CBS guy is like, what the fuck is happening right now? And they had like this, you know, those people that watch the movies, and they get like a sample audience.
Yeah.
And they all said, like, this is worse than cancer. What the fuck is this? It's just terrible. It was a very fun movie. He got away with a lot back then.
Yeah.
You can't get away with any of that shit now.
No. Yeah. Shit has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really changed.
And I think now, if that would air on TV, there'd be letters and tweets, and everybody would get, even though it already came out.
Because he's making fun of gay people.
Yeah. But in a fun way.
Yeah, no, and there was nothing wrong with it. I think actually what he was making fun of was the fact that Americans are very uncomfortable with gay people.
Yeah.
So he's not making fun of gay people. But now people be like, homosexuals have rights too and blah, blah. And then there'd be some fucking LGBTQCTL person fucking getting angry.
I don't even know what it is anymore.
I don't know. It was when I saw that video that you put out, the why are you gay? You are gay. It was LGBTQI. Like in that country, it was I, and I've never heard that.
Intersex.
Yeah, I've never heard that except for that in what was that in Kenya or
Uganda? I think
Uganda.
I think it was Uganda. And they pretend that Uganda is now a safe haven for the gays. Why are you making it seem like safe haven for gays to come here? But what kind of gays are in the Western world and they're like, you know where I need to go? Uganda. Yeah. Like, that's so stupid. Why does he? Why do you even think that?
Yeah.
It's not the best place for
gays. I think gays have it really good. Big cities in North America.
Yes.
This is where you got
to stay. This is it. It's never going to get any better than this.
Yeah. No. New York, L.A., maybe even Canadian cities are probably even better for gays. Like Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver.
Yeah.
You fucking gay it up.
Yeah. Gay it up. Like, it's rare that you're going to get beat up by Poseidon or something. Yeah. Very rare.
He'll try to poison you.
Yeah, he'll throw peppers down.
Him and his mom will be like...
These gay peppers.
All right. Throw peppers at the gays.
Yeah, don't put them in your ass.
Goddamn, they stuck them up their ass again. Pull it out. Poseidon, go pull it out. He jizzed all over me.
Fucking Poseidon's mom, that's so funny when you started laughing. You're like, your mother bonded with the dog, but never with you. It's true, though. Yeah, that's a weird relationship. You want to put money down on whether or not he's going to move?
He's not going to move.
Yeah, I feel
I'm pretty sure. But the thing is, I was afraid when you said $1,000, because then I was like, if he was smart, he would have went, okay, I'll take that bet, and then he'll win, and then you pay first month's rent.
Yeah,
that's a super easy way to get your first month's rent.
But the guy's a retard.
But so, like, I was like, oh, that's a big amount.
Well, I was so confident that he wouldn't do it. That's why I put it down there. But when he said, what am I, stupid? I'm not going to bet on myself. I like, that is the opposite of stupid. That's normally what you do. Like, my whole life, that's what I've been doing is I bet on myself. You
know? He's like the opposite of Tony Robbins.
Yeah. He's Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins. You're not worth anything. Just eat. All right.
Yeah.
Just eat. All right, fatty. Just eat. Eat and be sad in your mom's house.
Yeah. Eat and be sad in your mom's house. So we have Aspen next week.
Aspen next week. I don't know how that's going to be. I've never been to Aspen.
Oh, they're still asking for your tax number. I got to reply to Michelle Tom to just put anything.
Yeah.
Because they keep asking him and he just doesn't reply.
Yeah.
He just
we'll send them.
Just anything, because they just need a number to put down.
Yeah, I'll.
What are we going to do in Aspen?
I don't know. We're not there very long. I wonder if there are Compound Media people in Aspen. There's got to be.
I don't know. I keep saying this. I don't know what kind of town.
It's very liberal. It's a very liberal town.
Which is why I think it'll be fun for us.
Yeah, because everything we say will be fucking outrageous. And I think since the guy that owns a bar, you're the one telling me this, he was the person that wanted us there, not the festival people. Yeah. So I think he likes sort of fucking outrageous comedy.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be fun. We should, if we don't get a comic to come on, we should maybe get a homeless person from Aspen.
Oh, shit, that wouldn't be bad. I don't think they have homeless people. Look, my idea of Aspen is entirely shaped by the movie Dumb and Dumber. That's it. So that's all I know. So I just think about rich people, owls, Lamborghinis, snowball fights. Like that's all I think. Skiing.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else about Aspen. It's completely stereotyped to Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, that's the same as me. And now plus the weed. So I see them as all stoned rich people.
Do they have a lot of weed in Aspen?
Because since it's in Colorado.
Right, but I thought I don't know, maybe it's not the rich people. I just, in my head, I see it as the elites of Colorado live in Aspen.
So we're going to fit in.
We're going to fit right in. Be like, who's this trailer trash you brought? to the it's not a bar, it's like cabaret.
Yeah, we're going to show up wearing like, why is that man only wearing one shoe? He's only got one shoe.
Look at those peasants with their jeans.
No, I wonder how, and plus an afternoon show in a bar, I wonder what it's going to be like. But, you know.
I mean, it's during the festival. Either way, we're going to have a good time, me and you.
Yeah.
We'll drink our drinks. They're supposed to have booze and Red Bull for us, so
perfect.
We're going to have everything we need, uppers and downers. and then the next day, we fly right back out.
Yeah.
So we're not there for long at all.
No.
We go in, sleep, do the show, and leave.
And then you're going to Houston the week after?
I don't know if it's going to be the week after. The Crowder people are talking to me now about... actually, we just exchanged messages this morning about whether it's going to be the week after or I gave them my availabilities.
Okay.
Because for me, the week after would be good or... No, the week after would be kind of good or 2 weeks after that. Like, so I don't rush everywhere, you know?
Is Owen Benjamin still in good terms with Steven or...
They weren't for a while.
And now it's gone back?
Now it's from what I know, but it could change every day.
Okay.
It's, you know... I don't know what goes on with him behind the scenes and shit. Like, But right now, it seems like it's good.
I think you're going to like it. When you go down to Crowder's play, like, especially, I think he was building his sort of new compound or whatever. Okay. And so I think that's probably done by now. So it's a very impressive little business.
Operation, yeah.
And I'm saying little business, but it's a very, it's not a little business anymore. It's an actual, it's actually, he's got more employees than Rogan does.
Yeah, oh, he has a lot of employees, yeah. Rogan has 2 employees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Rogan has more real estate.
Yeah, that's huge what he has, Rogan, that compound that he built. Yeah. But it's also simpler because all Rogan does is the podcast, whereas Crowder has the sketches. You know, he also has the ads. He makes commercials for those ads that he runs on. He does a lot.
It almost looks like Rogan's whole little setup is just everything he did that got on his wife's nerves, he does it there now. So he goes like, I'm going to go work. And then he works out and plays pool and does his shit. And then for her, she's like, oh, he's working. Because
it is work.
It is work.
Yeah, he's making money doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's happy.
She's happy. He's got his job. And then he comes back home and, you know, she doesn't have some fucking octagon in the basement.
That would have been fucking hilarious.
Yeah. But he probably did, though.
Yeah.
Because like, his whole setup was a like a crazy man. Like, it's not even a man cave. It's a man castle.
Yeah.
So his house before that had a room with all this weird workout shit.
Could you bow and arrows and stuff?
Yeah,
because if you want to get motivated, you got to see what he did down there. He's fucking, it's amazing.
Yeah. He bet on himself.
He bet on himself. Yeah, that's why. He's like, what am I fucking stupid? He's the anti Poseidon.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
And you know what's funny? It's because he's small too, and Poseidon's huge. Yeah. Next to each other, like the whole universe will collapse. It's like two opposites. Just there's gonna be fucking friction between them. Yeah. If one guy bets on himself, the other guy fucking bets on hot peppers.
8 years ago, if Red Band had met Poseidon instead of Joe Rogan and said, look, we should do a podcast, Poseidon would have been like, ah, I'm not going to bet on myself.
That's never going to work.
That's not going to work.
Podcasts are stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, so for the comedians of the compound, you said you want to talk to me after the show.
Yeah.
Did you speak with anyone that can't make it?
No, it's just because the way I was seeing it at first, since I'm doing a bunch of nights at Club Soda, I figured we'd add a second show on the nights I'm already there. But I think we're better off renting nights that it's just going to be comedians of the compound.
Yeah.
So I just got to get everyone's availabilities.
Okay.
But this will be like June. So.
Okay, I thought it was May. Okay, so June even better.
May or June. Or I asked my someone that works with me to check May, June, July, what's free.
Imagine it's all booked, but we'll just find another room.
No. Since I'm, like, I rented 20 nights, so they like me.
And they have availability, I guess.
Yeah.
And when I came to see you, who was that guy that was in there? There was a guy I didn't realize worked there, I guess, that older guy, because we were talking shit about the place.
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, we do this, we do this. And everybody's like, yeah, like dismissive. Like, yeah, well, other places do this.
Yeah, he's been there for 25 years.
Oh, he's the guy?
Yeah, yeah. He used to be the sound guy. Club Soda used to be on Avnudsbach on Park Avenue. And he was there back then. When I've been doing comedy 25 years, and he looked exactly the same 25 years ago. He was like the old sound guy that you're like, this guy's going to retire in a year,
and he's
25
still doing
years
it.
Ago. And he looks exactly the same. That's the beauty of people that look old when they're 20.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how
they don't
old
get
he
older.
Is. He might be 51. He might be 82. Like, I have no idea.
And he's not Asian. He's just a white guy.
Yeah, he's just. He's
but
just
he was offended. He didn't like the fact that we were talking shit about the place. But it wasn't shit. All I was saying was that other places, if they push you to have an intermission and to sell booze, they'll give you a kickback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These guys, like, if you don't do it, we'll charge you. So I was like, that's kind of dirty.
It's because we kind of fucked them with the deal we got. Because generally, to rent the Club Soda, it's like, I think it's 1800 or something like that. And the girl I have that works for me, she fucking deal them down to $500 a night.
That's insane.
So it's crazy. And someone actually called her like 4 months later. The person that made this
was
deal
fired.
Lost their job. And then they called and they were like, look, this doesn't make sense. And she was like, yeah, I know. But, you know, the deal is signed. So So then they were like, okay, but if you guys don't have an intermission, you'll have a penalty.
But that wasn't in the initial contract, right? So you could have went against that too.
Yeah, but we were like, we're paying $500 for a 500 seat room.
Yeah, we'll give them the intermission.
Yeah. So
No, I agree. Be fair, it'd be reasonable. I'm just saying that they didn't have to be cunts about
it. No, if we would have wanted to be dicks, we could have. But we were like, we're already getting the room for next to nothing. So I think we're gonna get the beauty is we'll probably get the same deal for our shows.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. But then we'll have to put an intermission also, but I don't care.
I don't care. What we could do is we can have like young up-and-comers in the beginning. We have somebody like a...
No, but they, like Just for Laughs, the Nasty Show always has an intermission.
Oh, really?
And the Ethnic Show also.
Okay, so people will feel it.
Yeah, something that feels theater or French-Canadian to have an intermission. But since we're in Montreal, you know, people accept it.
Okay.
Plus, Comedians of the Compound, I feel like it's going to be a show where people drink like crazy.
Yeah.
So there's going to be something good about drinking at the intermission. Yeah.
Get a couple more in, sit down, enjoy
it.
Yeah. Fuck.
And then we'll have like Aaron that doesn't drink on the show and then Dave Landau that doesn't drink. So it's going to be a bunch of fucking drunks yelling at sober people.
Take your top off. That'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. Anything we need to plug?
No. I have my show for people listening in Canada. I have my show, the Mike Ward Infamous, I put on YouTube because it was only in America on Amazon. So it's on YouTube. I have my French show, Mike Ward au Bordel, on YouTube. And my shows at mikeward.ca.
And Two Drinking Shots is also on YouTube, iTunes, yeah. Spotify, all that. So even though you get them on Compound for free anyway, try to subscribe to the YouTube channel, to the iTunes. Leave comments so we could get higher up in the ratings.
Yeah, on iTunes, we're getting, we're always in the top 100.
Yeah.
And if you guys rate and just give 5 stars and comment. And
it pushes us up.
It just pushes us up, and then we get nothing out of it.
We get nothing out of it, just that we want to be there. Because iTunes has a different algorithm. It has nothing to do with listens almost. It's mostly what's it called interactions, so starring and commenting.
Yeah.
So that's what Earl Skakel had taught us.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what you do. You comment, you leave 5 stars, go to mikeward.ca. You'll get dates that Mike has. You could see all the links to his specials. Both French and English, in case a lot of you speak French. There's some Montrealers on here too. For me, it's pantelliscomedy.com. Same thing. YouTube channel, you can subscribe to that. The Pantelis podcast, which soon I'm going to get an interview with Mike coming
very
up.
Very good podcast, too.
Well,
it's very fun to listen to.
It's fun to listen to, but I haven't done one in a while because I want to have a good guest to do it. So I think you're going to be the next one, and we'll go through your career. So that'll be fucking fun. And apart from that, Aspen, if you're in town next week, if you're in Colorado, take the drive down to Aspen Thursday, the 21st. We will be
at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock at the Silver City Saloon. And the show is free. So you just need to be there on time to make it inside and buy
some
drinks.
If you have a retarded cousin or someone that
we'll bring him on stage.
He could that can third mic our thing.
If you have anyone who you feel is Poseidon adjacent mentally.
You know how fucking insulting that'll be for him? If we'd be like, hey, did you guys miss me? No, we had a guy with Down syndrome. And he was the fucking best.
We're actually flying him down here. We're paying him a salary.
He fucking knew that New Jersey was a state.
Very impressive. So we're going to be doing that in Aspen. And after that, the next big thing that's coming is going to be the Comedians of the Compound over here,
yeah.
Which we're going to bring the comics up so we could tell jokes on stage. We're going to let you guys know the details. And then in the summer, we'll let you guys know if we're doing anything for Just for Laughs again.
Exactly.
And your weekend can now officially start. Bam.